Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Tuesday the 21st of October.
Yes, it is.
And this is the news and the weather. What's the weather like?
Cold, dark.
It's not dark. Oh, it's sunshiny out there.
If you're an idiot...
What?
This isn't going to be online for at least another hour.
It'll be on within half an hour.
Half an hour, it will be dark.
Well, then, you don't know whoever's listening to it, Scrim, is listening to it.
Scrim always listens after work.
It's cold and dark.
Thank you.
This is the news! And traffic. What's traffic like?
Traffic's bloody awful.
Alright, the news is... the summer spreading more... muck. In the Madonna Guy Ritchie case today.
Is it a case?
I don't know. The case of Madonna and Guy Ritchie. I think his son are trying to make it a case. Right. They're now saying that a spokeswoman of Guy says that Madonna's spying on him and knows his every move because she's got like detectives following him around. And any hopes that they had of a quiet divorce have gone right out of the window. They really have all these spokesmen keep... Have you not?
I just don't give a fuck about either of them, really.
No, it was more a comment on the news, my reporting of that story. Mm. I'm not that interested.
I just wish you'd fuck off.
I've got two other things to bring up in regards to The Sun. There's this story, not a very nice one, about a gay hate murder. A homophobe stabbed a stranger to death at a toilet popular with gays. I didn't think really you should write gays in I know we would say it probably.
Mm-hmm.
But we're a friend of the gays. Big fans of Newsbox. We're like gay icons like Judy Garland and Barbara Streisand. I'm Judy Garland, you're Barbara Streisand.
At least I'm still alive then.
Yes.
So is gay an offensive word now?
No, gays. With a Z. There's someone, I remember someone saying what was...
Gays with a Z.
A Z, yeah. With an S. It's like saying blacks. You can't say blacks. That is offensive. It's like saying, and anything with an S on the end is offensive. If you say a person, make sure that you know they're a person. I'm just like, you know, it's sort of thing people would say, obviously. But you think, should they print it in the newspaper? I don't know. The other thing that they've printed here is a story about one of the Lockerbie bombers who was... got cancer. Bomber has big C is the headline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, don't make light of cancer, call mm-hmm. it the big C. More importantly, don't make light of a terrorist who killed loads of people. Just say bomber has cancer, you don't have to say big C. We would have taken up pretty much about the same amount of space. Anyway, that's the things I noticed about the newspaper. Now we'll just do the actual news.
Go on then.
There's a horse with its head stuck in a tree.
That's not really news, is it?
No.
It didn't even happen in this country.
Didn't it? Where was it? I've just seen the picture. It's quite upsetting. I don't know how it did it.
Maybe it's got that disease and it's just grown into a tree.
Maybe it's a horse chestnut tree. Oh, that's the headline. There's a man on a motorbike who filmed himself doing stunts on public highways, and then he got in trouble and he pushed them on YouTube. The police managed to track him down. He's obviously doing like 100, the film himself going, wow, look at me, I'm doing 130 miles on this on the road. And they've gone, that's illegal. So he's been put in jail now. Mainly for stupidity, I think.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Well, there's a man who was in hospital. He was pretty ill.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been in hospital for a couple of weeks, NHS ward. Got fed up, shot himself in the head.
Oh.
Had a gun with him in his bedside.
Had a gun with him the whole time?
Yeah.
They let that sort of thing into hospital?
Well, you know, you take your stuff in, you put it in the cabinet at your own risk.
House got shot.
At your own risk. That's not very good, is it?
No, not really. I mean, if you're going to kill yourself in hospital, you might as well just do an overdose, really. But
this bloke's an idiot. He let his 7-year-old daughter drive one of those little...
Oh, just the Christmas quad bike van.
Quad bikes, but on a main road.
Christmas.
What a fucking idiot. 7 years old.
I know, he's admitted he's an idiot. He's now been put in prison, I think, hasn't he? Or has he got... He's got some sort of criminal record.
He's been
record.
Let off, but I mean, I suppose his idiocy is his own punishment, really.
Well, I saw him at a clip of him walking into the courtroom, and he had quite the swagger. He didn't look that sorry. So I think maybe the judge should have changed that. I have suspicions of him on Facebook looking jolly. So there we go. Now, Omar Bakri, who's this Muslim cleric with Deirdre Rashid glasses and a beard, and he's the one, I think, who's left his wife for a woman who's younger than his daughter, and the daughter that she's younger than is the one who's the lap dancer. He's now spoken out against the X Factor, because apparently the X Factor has a picture of all the remaining contestants, and some I think who aren't remaining anymore, recording a song, Hero, and it's to raise money for British troops, Help for Heroes, I think. And he said, don't buy this if you're a Muslim, because all the money's going to kill people in Iraq. And everyone in the X Factor is taking that as a fatwa, apparently, and they've upped security. Or perhaps they're just making the most of it to get a bit of extra publicity and get on the front page of the papers to sell a single, which I imagine is woefully bad. That's that story. Mm-hmm. You know, I think no comments on that.
No, nothing to say about that, really. It's just pathetic. In many ways. There's a seal that paints pictures. It likes painting pictures in pink.
With its flippers.
With its mouth. Ooh. Just holds a brush in its mouth.
In pink, mainly.
Yeah.
So Alan Sugar, he's the businessman to sort out the country. And him in conjunction with the Sun, he set up a campaign called Backing British Business. And the principle behind this is to save up the country from recession, is that we all need to sort of look after our own for a while. And he's saying we need to model ourselves on the French. They're very patriotic, and they've joined the EU, and they've got the free trade going, but actually they look after themselves first. So what Alan Sugar's saying is that we should always make sure that we bank with British banks. Although I think that's quite hard, because most banks are global now, aren't they?
You start off with one, and then suddenly it's sold on. Now Lines and Leicester's Spanish now.
He's saying we should buy British food, which is a good policy in terms of, you know, I suppose, back in Britain and environmentally,
yeah. But
and that kind of thing. And it's just all just get swastikas put on our faces and Union Jacks, that kind of thing. So yes, the campaign for backing British business, what they've done is very clever. They've done one of these thingies that I can't remember, an alliterative thing, is that what it's called?
An acrostic,
that's it. BRITISH, which spells British. And the things are, back British business, rights to defer VAT, so they're saying small business should be able to put off paying their VAT for...
Sorry, they're not that small business.
They're not that small if they're paying VAT, and national insurance and PAYE for 6 months. They're not saying they get out of it completely, just put it back, which, you know...
It's only going to make things worse in the end, really.
Yeah. Invoicing for I, which means that health authorities, local councils and all that should be able to settle bills in 10 days, just to keep things flowing, cash flow flowing.
Yeah, some people already operate in that way.
Yeah. T-tax, they're saying the increases in tax should be scrapped and blah, blah, blah. Business relief should be brought back. Implementation of flexible working legislation needs to be stopped, and the government must cut this red tape. I think I've just put that one in to go for I. Mm-hmm. S, supermarkets made to pay on time instead of leaving small suppliers to wait 105 days. Huh, for high street banks, they must not unfairly cut credit or impose unnecessary fees. I don't think that acrostic is particularly good, but...
Of course it's not. It's been done in about 2 seconds by some fucking idiot.
Boffins have created in the University of Hertfordshire Hatfield Polly, as was. The world's most relaxing room. Apparently, it's got soft green lights, scent of lavender, and a lullaby. Oh, that sounds really irritating, doesn't it? And also, in green lights, really unflattering, makes everyone look like the Hulk.
Oh, that's just you.
And lavender can be overpowering.
Don't eat a Western diet.
What is a Western diet? Pizza?
A Western diet, meat.
Pizza and pasta. And a sandwich.
Pies.
And mini cheddars.
Sausages, chips.
And Ribena.
Fish and chips. Fish and chips gravy. Stodgy food.
Don't eat that. Should we all be eating olive oil?
Well, it's a big risk to your heart, and, you know, other countries that don't eat all this crap that we do don't have these problems.
Oh, okay.
So go for a more Eastern diet.
Oh, but that means we can't buy British food. We're going to have to not go to the British fish and chip shop and instead go to the Turkish shop and get some falafels.
But they live in Britain, though, don't they?
Yep, they've imported them.
They've imported them, but they're paying tax to the British government.
Oh, okay.
Now, don't you agree?
What?
About the Turkish shop.
Don't know.
Well, it's a British business, isn't it? So it's still supporting a British business, even if they're Turkish. That stupid cow who went to Afghanistan and got killed.
Mm.
She shouldn't have gone.
Hindsight's a wonderful thing.
Well, it's not hindsight. I mean, she could have fucking known, really.
I think she did know, probably. I don't think she'd feel any anger about it, because she's a good Christian. And like all of her friends, who are bad Christians and are furious. Do you remember there was I don't know if you do remember this. A couple of weeks ago, some kids found a severed head in the woods.
I don't remember.
I think I might have made that up. Someone found some severed head in the woods. Anyway, turns out it's this girl here. We've worked out who she is, called Victoria Couchman. And she has been missing for a long time. They think she was probably killed at the start of this year. However, she's still been posting on Bebo up to 11 weeks ago, even though she had no head. So the police are going with the theory that it was someone else who wrote it, been writing things. Because they were doing things like misspelling her friends' names and things like that.
So they reckon whoever did those posts is the one that killed her?
Possibly, yeah.
And
it seems likely, doesn't
so
it?
So what they need to do is find the IP address of that computer.
Yeah, and just find someone who can't spell very well. I ain't ya M8 anymore. You're A*@T. I don't know if that's the son's
just their normal writing.
Yeah, just their normal writing. John Peel's had a train named after him.
Good.
It's called the late John Peel. Oh, that's quite funny, isn't it? If it's the late arriving John Peel train. Sorry.
Is it called the late John Peel?
No, it's not called the late John Peel. I guess it's just called John Peel. It's in Liverpool. It's going to be unveiled on Thursday.
Lovely.
I hope it's got a picture of his face on the side.
I wouldn't have thought it would have.
Probably won't, but it'd be good if it did.
I don't think I think it'd spoil the look of the train, really. I don't think trains should have faces.
What about Thomas? And Gordon and Percy.
Do you remember that family that were on X Factor? There was a fat girl who couldn't sing.
Yes, I do remember her.
They were from Ramsbottom.
And they made her wear a dress.
They made her wear a dress like that dad had worn, and they played the music to, was it like the Flumps or something?
Yes.
The one that went doo doo, doo doo. And really made fun of them.
it was funny.
And she sort of been quite notorious ever since. She's been on Jeremy Kyle.
Has she?
All sorts of things, yeah. But now the entire family have been evicted. Apparently because of her singing, it's obviously not. They now, their entire family now live in a Toyota Verso in a supermarket car park because it is the only way we can keep the pets with us, said the talent show reject.
So rather than give up their pets, they have their children live in the back of a car.
Miss Chawner shot to embarrassment after murdering Celine Dion's hit My Heart Will Go On. The performance won her a spot on the X Factor Live final as one of the best of the worst. But neighbours were paying the price for her fame, lodging 130 complaints about her singing. And then they put, as well as arguments about other disturbances. Mm. So mostly that, presumably. The family admitted 17 offences of rowdiness. They've been evicted. They refused to give up the keys to the council house. They sang We Shall Not Be Moved as the locks were changed on the house in Ramsbottom, Lancashire. They insist they were targeted because of their size.
Because they're fat, not because they're noisy and stupid. I mean, perhaps the whole thing, you know, maybe you should look at the whole thing holistically. They're fat because they're stupid, and they're stupid because they're stupid. I think I would make stupid.
Driven out, Emma Chawner sits in the front seat of the family Toyota, the new home she shares with sister Samantha.
I'm surprised they can fit in a car that's so fat.
You're the fattest.
I'm not. I'm not the one who evicted them for being fat. I think they're just making up excuses. They were chucked out because they were really unsociable and rude neighbours, not because they were fat.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. I don't think it was because of the singing or anything. I just sort of worry about her.
I do. Sorry, I wouldn't be able to recognise her if I saw her in the street. I don't think many people would. Like, you can probably go back to having a normal life. You know, get a fucking job or something.
But, I mean, people like that though, what jobs can they do?
Work in a sweet shop, work in a pie shop, sweep up hair, that kind of thing.
Bumble picker.
Babysitter. There's a woman, let's see what sort of job she'd get. She spent 20 years.
Banking.
Yeah. Actually, 30 years visiting doctors and saying, look, I've got a problem, can you sort it out? And they will put her down as being a hypochondriac. But she has now been diagnosed with an incurable, very, very rare genetic condition. It makes her smell of fish. She's got fish malodor syndrome. And apparently it's an excessive trimethylamine, in the body, it makes everything smell of fish. All your outdoings, sweat, saliva, urine, smell of fish. Obviously, the family does anyway. It's just how it works. Everything smells of fish. And she saw 6 doctors over 20 years about it. They went, nothing wrong with you, you're just a bit smelly.
So, can they do something about it now?
I'm not sure it's incurable. So, I guess not.
Sad that.
It is sad, actually. I don't know what job she'd get, but she'd be best off working at a fish counter.
Honestly, you are unbelievable. Unbelievable. How many times do you think she's heard that in her life?
Loads.
Honestly, do we do this to go for the most obvious fucking thing you could say?
No.
Honestly, you're as bad as Mrs. Beale.
Okay, so she'd work on a phone sex line, because it's over the phone and nobody would smell her.
Right, so you think she should work...
either in a fish counter or on a phone sex line. Those are two options. Actually, old Fatty X Factor girl could work on a phone sex line. Wish she could speak.
Well, she barely can.
Okay, well, she probably shouldn't then. Some tigers have been swimming. They're hand-reared tigers. 3 of them. And they've started swimming in a pool. Which don't really surprise me, actually. Lots of animals are good at swimming. But I worry about the, because the colour of the water is quite strange. I worry that they're... he's got his eyes closed. I worry there's too much chlorine in there.
So you're worried about the tiger? You're not worried about the poor woman who smells of fish?
I said it was sad.
You're not worried about this family that are now homeless?
No, I'm worried about the tiger getting chlorine in its eyes. But oh, look at that one's face. Very sweet.
I don't know why they're all in a pool with a tiger. It's dangerous. I hope it bloody eats them.
An injured climber survived 5 days on a freezing mountain by eating insects and drinking his own wee. Good book.
Okay, you can discuss this one.
I can.
I'd be interested to see what your view is.
Mm-hmm.
Peachy says, marriage, it isn't forever. I got married 2 months ago, it's not forever, but it's nice for now.
Seems probably very realistic.
But do you think she should have got married? Thinking this isn't going to last. Or do you think you need to have a sort of false belief?
No. I don't think you should have a false belief.
Or do you think you should have a true belief?
What do you mean? Yeah, thinking... I mean, you think, oh, it definitely won't work, because that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think, do you know what, it might not work, is probably quite realistic.
Well, she says it definitely won't work.
I mean, it probably won't, she's very young. She's from a broken home. The chances are... They don't even live in the same country. Chances are this marriage won't work out. But, you know... What's worse, you know, her getting married once,
mm-hmm.
saying it might not last. Someone getting married thinking it will last every time, but ended up getting married 7 times.
Well, I don't know. This is what I said. Discuss.
I think people do. I mean, it's one of those things, you go, oh, you have to go into marriage thinking it's going to be forever. You can get a quickie divorce in like 5 weeks now.
So do you think there's no point getting married at all?
I do understand why people do it. I think it's, if you've got kids and stuff.
Yeah.
It kind of makes, so everyone can have the same surname or something, but then, you know, that's idiots who change their name in the first place.
Idiots.
Yeah, idiots. But, I don't know, I suppose it makes you consider things, doesn't it? Because you can't just go, right, that's it, you're dumped, and it'd be over. You have to go through legal proceedings.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably would be less quick to end it. But, you know, if you've got a mortgage with somebody, then that's quite a big commitment also.
Well.
And that's what I think about it.
There we go.
You wanted to know, so now you do.
Think twice before asking Michelle for her very tiny hand in marriage. She might say yes, but she doesn't think it'll last forever, and she's certainly keeping her own name.
But I am keeping my own name. Let there be no doubt about that.
F-L-O, you are.
You are too.
Sarah Palin. She's been in trouble. She started off sort of... tricking people for the first couple of days, a few people, but now she's making a right fool of herself.
I think everyone does hate her. I think in a way it was a good thing, because she's really put the whockers on the Republicans getting any votes.
I don't know if she's put the mockers on.
Certainly the people who would have voted for Hillary Clinton aren't going to vote for her. She's mental.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a big difference, isn't there?
Quite a big difference, yes.
Chicken!
Goat!
Why not keep a pet chicken?
Because they get eaten by next door neighbours' dogs. That's what happened to my mum's chicken. My mum's got a few chickens, but she's a few chickens down now.
Right.
One of them got eaten.
Well, firstly, just keep a chicken.
Alright.
Secondly, don't let it out of your house or let
it out. It doesn't live in your house, does it?
This one does. The one that I'm discussing lives in your house.
Yeah, it wanders around.
It's friendly. Passes about. It's sort of comical to watch. Lays eggs. You can make quills out of its feathers when it drops from time to time.
Is it a British chicken?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm all for it then.
It's British.
Does it have a Mediterranean diet?
Yes.
I'm all for it. If it eats feta, I'm all for it.
No. The snake was so scared its skin dropped off.
Is that the woman who found the skin in her attic? And I was just going, where the fucking hell is that snake?
I don't know. Well, look, see...
I gave you a bit of paper about Hull. Are you not going to talk about Hull
some more? We did that yesterday.
Well, there was 10 facts about Hull. I'll do them if you want.
Hull is as close to Amsterdam as it is to London.
Interesting, I didn't know that.
More than 1 million Yorkshire puddings are baked there each week.
Ooh, is that in people's houses or in a factory?
In a factory.
Okay.
The Humber Bridge is the fifth largest single-span suspension bridge in the world.
That's not so good about.
Hull is one of England's top 20 destinations for day trippers. Philip Larkin was a librarian at Hull University. Don't touch me! Don't!
I've forgotten the thing to say. I was going to make a joke about the Darling Buds of May.
What was that?
I can't remember. I was going to say boot before. I realised that was the wrong thing. What's the thing they always used to say in the Darling Buds of May?
Perfect.
Perfect. That's what I should have said. Perfect. It was a Larkin joke.
Alright.
But I messed it up because I knew he said boot before and there's nothing
Sarah
to do with
Green's it. Sarah Green's from Hull.
Smashing.
Finding cannibals.
Really?
Hull. Bono.
He's not from Hull.
Hull.
Princess Leia.
Not from Hull. Idiot. William Wilberforce.
And he's a slave man.
Slave abolishing man.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Hull.
Yeah, look, a lot of good things happened in Hull.
Amy Johnson, first female pilot.
Went to school with her.
First female pilot.
Oh, okay, yeah.
From Hull. Famous for whaling.
It's also famous for having cheap houses and floods, isn't it? Got awfully flooded last year.
Honestly. So always somebody has to put them down.
Put the Hullians?
Yeah.
The Hullites?
No matter how well they do, there's always somebody has to take a pop at them.
If you want to watch telly tonight, then Gok Wan is back with a new show called Miss Naked Beauty.
You're kidding.
No, it's one. But they're looking for natural beauties, but they mean naked, as in wearing no makeup, such as I'm not today. Mm-hmm. I think I possibly look a bit puffy and flaky, just generally grim.
Miss Naked Beauty.
Mm.
Do you want me to enter you?
No. But you can put me in for this competition. I'm laughing so much. I'm crying.
You're just... Honestly.
I'm very lowest common denominator today.
Charmer jailed for 100,000 trail of condoms.
Is that I can't remember his name either. Jesus Christ, I really need that holiday. That's coming up.
Right, this you like this because it's guessing, so you have to think
yeah,
or
yeah.
Speak particularly.
Okay.
Guess how much the most expensive bottle of wine...
Hang on, you say I've got to guess something and not think, oh, speak.
I didn't ask you to say that, did I?
No.
Guess something. I want a number.
Right.
How much do you think was the most expensive bottle of wine...
ever?
...that's ever been sold?
So far. £7,000.
Are you an idiot? Do you know nothing? The most expensive bottle of wine ever sold. Think about it. People spend a lot of money on wine, don't they?
£7,000 is a lot of money for a bloody bottle of wine.
Yes, it is.
You can get one for £3.
I know, but people pay a lot, don't they?
Now, this is the most expensive pounds ever. £20,000.
£105,000.
That's ridiculous. You could buy a house in Hull for that.
Yes, you could.
Have we got any more news? Because I'm out.
French and Saunders.
Happy New Year. Have they been reviewed for their live show?
They have, yeah.
What did they get?
Four stars.
I'm kind of tempted, but then I've got so many bloody expensive things to go and see, I decided not to.
French and Saunders might be still alive, but they're finally winding down their 30-year working relationship.
Bloody hell.
That's something, they're finally doing it, like...
Oh, we've all been waiting for it for ages, haven't we? Because they're women, so it's surprising they've even managed to get along for that long. We don't want women alive. We're bitching each other, trying to steal each other's husbands, trying to get off with Aid Edmondson.
I don't really... Are they trying to be Simon Cowell in that picture or something? Is that what it is?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just an amusing picture.
You sure?
No.
But is it funny?
Not especially.
So do you think they're trying to be Simon
Cowell? No, I don't think they're trying to be Simon Cowell.
Well, I think they are.
All right.
And I know I'm right. Tonight, Holby City is on. At the same time as Miss Naked Beauty.
Watch Miss Naked Beauty, I'd say.
I'd say watch Holby City.
Well, Holby City is impenetrable, though, if you've never seen it before.
You and your... Stop going on about penetration and entering and...
You like it. Thanks for listening. It's been a very long news box. It's still light outside. So,
It's not daylight.
That's daylight.
That's dusk.
Street lights aren't on. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Street lights are on.